in any group that I'm a part of, if I just take a position of how do I bring value, and I don't show up and go, well, they didn't do this right, or I didn't like this because, and I just focus on how do I be of service. Yep. Wherever I go, whatever I'm doing, I want other people to find value because I'm there, regardless of if everything goes perfect, regardless of if other people are behaving the way that they should, I'm going to show up and provide value. And that has led to so many incredible opportunities in my life. Without Fear of Her Future podcast is for women who are passionately pursuing financial freedom using multiple streams of income in real estate to accomplish their goals. We are here to empower you to be brave, dream big, and design a life that you love that inspires others to do the same. I'm your co-host, Andrea Engstrom, a real estate investor and business coach and co-founder of the Partnership for Realtors. And I'm here with my co-host, Teresa Todd, founder of the Women's Real Estate Investors Network and author of the best-selling book, Without Fear of Her Future. Over the past 2 years, Teresa has had nearly 200,000 join her masterclass, where she teaches women how to become successful real estate investors.
Well, hello, Andrea. I am super excited. I know that our listeners are going to be super excited because we're changing it up a bit. And I am actually going to interview you today because I want these ladies to know what you have accomplished. It's been absolutely amazing. So just really quickly, let me tell you that when she became a real estate investor, Andrea had just sold her branding agency and she was a business coach, drawing on her own experiences, building her own businesses. And then she became a real estate investor and she went to work calling on her network and she hit the ground running. Through referrals, she had 3 houses under contract in the first 30 days as an investor. And ended up doing 10 deals in the first 6 months. That is incredible, Andrea. Absolutely incredible.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited to share my story, and you are such a big part of my story. So I'm so delighted to be able to talk with you about it today, Teresa.
Well, I'll tell you what. So let's just start out like we always do. And so tell the listeners where you live and where are you primarily investing?
Absolutely. So today I live in Salida, Colorado. We're just a small town in South Central Colorado. And we moved here in August of last year, right in the middle of 5 construction projects in Kansas, because my husband and I lived in Topeka, Kansas when we started investing. And we said we are about creating the life of our dreams and we always wanted to live in the mountains. And so now we live in the place that we would love to vacation and we get to be here every day. So most of our properties today are in Topeka, Kansas.
Man, that is crazy. I love it. You came through the masterclass. Mm-hmm. You began to learn really quickly about designing a life you love and you didn't take any time and taking that to heart. And you're like, okay, the life that I love is in Colorado. And so you just like right within a few months made such a huge move.
Yes, yes. We got started investing in January of 2021. So just over a year ago, I saw one of those little Facebook ads that everybody talks about and felt like God was speaking to me through the Facebook ads. But we were at a place in our life where we had just transitioned out of running a branding agency. My husband had a film production company. We bundled them together and we sold those businesses in November of 2020. And so we were looking for what our next thing would be. I was working as a business coach, doing some really fun stuff with my dad. And, but I just knew that God had something big for us, but we weren't sure what it was yet. And so after we sold our agency and film production company, we actually bought a camper and we said, maybe we're people who live on the road and we vacation all the time and we work remotely. Maybe that's the life of our dreams. And I will tell you, we spent about 10 days in South Padre Island around Christmas time and we went, and on the trip home, I started listening to a Bigger Pockets podcast and I got those ads for Without Fear of Her Future masterclass. And I said, I don't know if trailer life is the life for us. I think we maybe should try this real estate investing thing, and the rest is history.
Wow. And you truly hit the ground running. I mean, just yes. getting several properties under contract in your first few months. Tell us how you did that.
Yeah. So when I was on the masterclass, so we've got that 1 week of Without Fear of Her Future masterclass. And during that week, when I was listening to those calls and participating in the evening, during the day, I still had my day job. But on my lunch breaks and when I was driving around town, I was on my phone and I was calling all the people that I knew who had rental properties, who were working with lots of homeowners. And I began creating my little, I call it my real estate investor circle of influence, because I knew from growing other businesses that that's how it works. That's how business works, is that you draw on those relationships that you've mm-hmm. built. And so I set up coffee with an insurance agent. I set up a meeting with a property management company. And I was just sharing with people, I'm a real estate investor. I was saying it before it was yep. true. But I just said, I'm a real estate investor, and I would love to hear about what you do to serve people that are investors who have rental properties. I want to hear about how you work. I'm going to be talking to lots of homeowners, so I want to know how to refer you best. And could you also tell me, like, who's your CPA? Who lends to you when you do your own deals? And so just learning from other more experienced investors and starting to build my little network around real estate investing. But my first week after, you know, while I was in that masterclass, that Saturday of the class, I got two properties under contract in that one day. And I got a referral for another one. So within my first 30 days, I had three properties under contract, and it just snowballed from there. I felt like I had to pull the reins a little bit and say, okay, we got to quit buying stuff for a minute and catch our breath and figure out how to do this thing. Because we had, you know, a lot to learn. I knew enough to get something under contract from watching that masterclass, but I really had a lot to learn about making sure that it was a profitable business, that I knew all the things I needed to know to execute on those deals successfully and follow through.
Yes. And then I remember so well whenever you came through the masterclass and you joined the mentorship. And so I was on those calls with you. You showed up on every call and you were so there. You were learning and you were going through the training and it was incredible to watch you. I am so impressed to this day. Okay, I want you to tell us, what does your portfolio look like today? How many properties do you own and what kind of deals are they?
Yes. So this last year, we bought 11 properties and we renovated 11 properties and we sold some of them. We held on to six of them as long-term rentals. And because I really liked that idea that you shared about little money now, money later. Uh-huh. And as we started out thinking we're going to do wholesaling or we're going to flip. And we certainly did some flips to build up some cash flow. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, a few of those properties, we were like, okay, 10 years from now, are we going to wish that we still had this house? Mm-hmm. Because I was making sure we were buying properties that met that 1% rule mm-hmm. that you teach us, that a rental has to meet the 1% rule if you're going to hang on to it. And we were investing in a market. Topeka, Kansas is a great market for holding on to properties that meet the 1% rule because it's pretty affordable and the rent rates are pretty good. And so we just ended up holding on to some of those. We've got two flips. One of them just recently sold. We got another one that is listing. We got an open house on Friday night. And so hopefully by the time this podcast comes out, that's sold. I'm willing that into the universe today.
Yes.
But we also have a couple more properties under contract that we're really excited about as we're starting to invest in our new hometown of Salida, Colorado.
That is amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. So again, how many properties do you have? Have you purchased?
So We have purchased 11 properties and we have 2 under contract, and we held on to 6 as rentals, and we are selling 2 flips. So that's a total of 13. When we close on these next 2, it'll be a total of 13 deals.
That is amazing.
But the one of the deals here in Colorado, we're it's a development project. We're really excited about.
I cannot wait to hear about that. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. So tell me right now, what has been your favorite deal so far?
Okay, so I would say my favorite deal so far, when I was first getting started, I created a Facebook business page, and I started posting on Facebook. Anytime we'd get a deal, I would drag my husband along, and he would take a selfie with me in front of the house, and we'd take before pictures and we'd post those. And so people love a good before and after, and they were excited about what they're like, okay, what's your next move? Cause we had sold a business, and you know, people were looking for what was next for us. And so I was posting on my Facebook business page, and then I would share that to my personal page. And I got a phone call from a local newspaper, and they said, we're doing an article on real estate in the current economy and what's the real estate market doing. And we want someone for the article who is doing fix and flips. And so they came and took a picture of us at one of the flips that we were in the middle of. And so we had our faces on the front page of the paper. But what ended up happening is that was good PR for us.
Absolutely.
And about a month or so later, we got a phone call from someone who said, we are moving to another state. We need to sell our home quickly. It needs a little bit of work. We saw your article in the paper. We're just wondering if you'd be interested in taking a look at our house. And so we got to go look at it and made them an offer. And it was a 70-cent deal, a golden formula offer, just like you talk about. But it was by far the ugliest house on the block. And you know, as investors, we love a good challenge. Uh-huh. And so we took a mid-mod house and turned it into a more mod house. It was brown with brown shingles, and it was all square and boxy. And so we were able to do a really cool renovation on the exterior, gave it some curb appeal. We bought that property for $177, and it's across the street from a lake in a great school district. Mm-hmm. And we put about $35,000, $40,000 into that house, and we just sold it for almost $300,000. So
that is amazing. Yeah. And that house was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, you really did a great job on that.
Thank you. That was one of my favorites because I love that. I love the before and after. That's my favorite part of this business.
Yes. Well, you absolutely are killing it. And that was an amazing job. So proud. Okay. I want to know, what motivated you to become a real estate investor? What was your why when you first started?
Yeah. So, you know, we had just been through a process the 5 years before of starting and growing a business, branding agency and film production company. And we built that business up to 30 team members. And it was so much fun. But then when the pandemic hit, it stopped being quite as much fun. We didn't get to, you know, spend as much time together with our team members, and, you know, some deals fell through, and then other deals started happening. But it got to be this big machine that we had to feed. And so when we sold that business, we just kind of got a taste of freedom. And we said, I thought we were going to do that the rest of our lives. But then when we started to feel, you know, a little more free, we wanted more. We wanted more of that freedom, and knew that we were going to have to do something very different than just go get another day job or, you know, start another business that would require us to build and build and build and then have tons and tons of clients. And so we knew what we didn't want. And it kind of led us to what we do want, which is really financial freedom. Mm-hmm. That is what we became really passionate about pursuing, is this idea of, knowing that your bills are covered by passive income streams. Mm-hmm. That's a very attractive proposition to someone that's been working the grind. And I'm the kind of gal that wakes up early and hits the ground running and has a hard time shutting it off at night. And so when you've got a ton of employees that are looking to you to make sure that it all works out, you know, it felt like I was a big cog in a machine, and I just wanted to be free, and I wanted to be free for the rest of my life. And so yes. I didn't know how to do that except for to do something entirely different. And so financial freedom was really the driver for us when we first started.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I think that's what we all want. So yeah. I think there's just so many of us that get caught in this prison, and we have no way of getting out. We don't even know that there is something out there that we can truly have freedom. And I think real estate investing is the answer to that for so many of us. And it certainly was for you and your family.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we create those prisons for ourselves by setting up our life in such a way that we have to make a certain amount of money and we have to, you know, keep things going. And we have all these people that are looking to us for things. Because nobody made me, you know, build a business to that level. Nobody made me, you know, become so crazy busy all the time. You know, I thought it was truly what I wanted, and I was really passionate about it. And we did some amazing things together. But when I looked up, I went, "Oh, is this really what I want my life to look like?"
Yeah.
Because you know, in 20 years. You know, are my kids going to say I was a great mom and that I was home? Or are they going to say, oh, she built a really cool business.
That's right.
And she wasn't around much. And I don't choose that one anymore.
Well, to make that huge of a change and to jump out and do what you have done takes a huge amount of courage as well as a certain level of confidence. So where did you find that in yourself, Andrea?
Yeah. So, you know, I had built businesses, so I knew that I was capable of doing something that I set my mind to, but this was entirely different because I was used to working in a group where there were other people that I could, you know, have help me with all the things. Mm-hmm. And so to do something that required me to, you know, and nobody else was going to do it for me, like this was just going to be me taking these steps and doing this thing and learning what I needed to learn to make it happen. But I tell you, one of the first things that I did when I decided to be a real estate investor, going through that masterclass, I wrote down my goals. I wrote down visualizations from the new things that I learned that were possible, because I learned about all these new strategies on that masterclass about short-term rentals and long-term rentals and fix and flips and wholesaling and financial freedom in a whole new way that I hadn't really thought about it before, or that I thought was maybe something far off in the future when I had piles and piles of money someday I would do that. But I wrote down my visualizations of what my new knowledge gave me, a new set of beliefs of what was possible. So I wrote down those things that I wanted to accomplish. And then I thought, okay, if that's what I want to have, then who do I need to be in order to make that happen? Because as a business coach, you know, that's something that, and my dad's a business coach, and we've been doing this together for a long time. But what he taught me was that, you know, you gotta become the kind of person that takes the brave actions that brave people take in order to have the kind of success that you want to have. And so one of the things that I did was I wrote down my new, because I had to have some new affirmation statements. Mm-hmm. And my affirmation statements were really pivotal. And I had to really look at myself and say, who do I need to be? Not who did I used to be? And one of the things that I've learned is that we really got to take a hard look at what are those limiting beliefs, those lies about our abilities that we tell ourselves. And so for me, I had some of those limiting beliefs that say, I'm a quitter. You know, I quit guitar lessons 5 times when I was a kid because it hurt my fingers too much, and I don't do hard things. I try to stay in my strengths, and I use this as like an excuse to not really be persistent when something was hard. And you know, being a leader and being, you know, building a team and you know, building a business and advertising, a lot of it felt like it came really natural to me, and I absolutely had to work on, you know, my beliefs in that. And so I learned a little bit about this, but being all by myself as a real estate investor and my husband trusting me that this was the right thing to do, and he was game for it, but But it was like, if you are willing to, you know, learn how to do this thing and, you know, I'm going to trust you. And that's a whole nother person that I got to be to show up as a real estate investor who has never done a real estate investing deal before. So it was a real challenge to my beliefs and my confidence, but that specialized knowledge and then writing down some new affirmation statements and some of my affirmation statements, you know, I had to take my head trash, the talk that I would tell myself about being a quitter or that I don't do hard things. And I had to change that into, I am disciplined. Mm. I can do hard things. I am brave. I take action. You know, and I started telling myself things like, I am an attractor of multi-million-dollar deals because Teresa says it's possible, you know? So just really changing my self-talk and I started reading a book called The Miracle Morning, and that was really pivotal for me too in starting my day off right. And that was something that you really encouraged us around too. And I realized that when I thought about my ideal future self and started thinking about how does she start her day and the things, and I heard about how you start your day, Teresa, and it really challenged me. Like, and I said, oh, wait a second. I can't wait until I have all my things in place that I've accomplished all these goals to then get to spend an hour and a half every morning, you know, on personal development and, you know, doing the things that I know that I need to do to be my best self. Like, what if I don't do those things? I don't get to show up. I don't get to be my best self. I don't get to become her. I got to become her first, and then I get to do the things. And so for me, that was a big part of it, is just getting clear about what do I need to do each day to show up as my best self. And then my best self is the one who takes brave actions. My best self is the one that's confident.
I agree. I know that I was watching you on those calls when you came through, and you were very impressive from the very beginning, just watching you go jump in there and go get them. And I saw in you such a leadership ability that was just, and everybody was coming to you and you were showing them what you knew as far as business and setting up a business. And so, I reached out to you and I said, hey, we have a lot of great things in the Women's Real Estate Investors Network, but one thing that we're missing is a business coach. Because I teach real estate investing. I don't teach business. And, you know, I didn't really teach how to set up the logos and all of that. And that was an area of expertise. And so we had, you know, a lot of good conversations. And you joined our team as one of the Women's Real Estate Investors Network coaches. And you are a business coach, but you also do a lot of mindset coaching, just helping these women believe in themselves. Because Andrea, we have ladies that have an entrepreneurial background, just like you did, but we also have ladies that have been stay-at-home moms. They've been homeschool moms, or maybe they've always, like, I came from corporate, and there is a very different mindset that has to be adopted if that is your history, and now you want to become an entrepreneur, or now you want to become a real estate investor, and you are helping these women find their confidence, believe in themselves, get that business set up, and launch this real estate investing network business. And so I am so grateful. I believe that you are absolutely an answer to prayer. You are a godsend to the Women's Real Estate Investors Network. The women love you, love you. I hear constantly how you are changing their lives. Oh. And so I'm so thankful for you, but I would love to hear from you. What has been the most rewarding part of being a coach?
It's so rewarding when you have someone come in to the network and they got a little bit of knowledge and a lot of fear. Most of us start out afraid, but we're taking some brave actions just by showing up, just by getting the knowledge part in place, and having a shred of belief that if she can do it, I can do it, because we see other women around us that are being successful. But for me, one of the most rewarding parts is when it's not even when somebody gets their first deal under contract. Honestly, it's when I can see a shift in their belief about that this is possible for them and that they start to dream bigger.
Yes.
And they go from thinking, well, I'm just going to do one deal and maybe get one under contract, and then I'll figure it out. I'll see what happens from there. Mm-hmm. I'll dip my toe in the water. To, you know, one of the things we talk about on calls is that, you know, you can change your beliefs if your beliefs are not serving you well. At any time, you can change your beliefs. And even if your circumstances don't change, even if even if your financial situation doesn't change overnight, if your beliefs change, then that can change everything.
Absolutely.
Then you have the power to change all the things in your life that you want to change. And so when people come to that realization, I believe they become unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Because that shift inside themselves, if we think about it, you know, all the things around us, most of it is just a construct of our beliefs, right? Yeah, it's just our absolutely. Own limitations and the things that we've put, I've always lived in Topeka, Kansas, and I never thought that I could move somewhere else because I had all these limitations telling me, well, no, people will feel bad, or, you know, this is where you belong. And those things might be true, but the truth, in addition to that, is that I can create the life of my dreams.
Yes.
And so can you. And you can decide what that looks like for you. And I think also this realization and this belief that God has something bigger for us that is greater than we could even possibly imagine for ourselves. And so when you're trying to do things on your own strength or in what, you know, with your own limited information and your own limited knowledge, and it's a struggle. But when you step into that confidence that God is able to do through you more than you could possibly do by yourself, that is like the next level, highest level partnership that you can ever imagine.
You are so right.
And so, you know, we are a group that is founded from a faith-based leader, and we don't shy away from that when we're on our calls. And I, you know, one of the most rewarding parts of being a coach for me is being able to pour that message into women that you are capable of more than you even could possibly dream for yourself, and to be a part of sharing not only the tools and the information and the practical stuff, but also the stories of other women who are accomplishing incredible things. And we are conduits of that. And I just say, we just provide the environment, and then they show up, and then God does his thing. And
that's
the most rewarding part, is to see like, whoa, I didn't see that one coming. And sometimes it's the sleepers, it's the quiet ones that, I know, I think I was one of the most annoying people on your calls of all time, because I was always asking questions and always talking. But then when we went to Reen Live, we heard these stories from all these women that were just quietly doing deals and making money and making it happen. And it's just amazing. So I love being able to share those stories too.
Yes. Yes. I know, as a coach, or the only thing more exciting than designing a life that I love is watching before your eyes other women begin to design a life that they love. I still remember when you posted that you were quitting your job. It was, wasn't it? You were quitting and you were going to do this full time. And so now I see that from other women. And every time I see that, I'm just like, oh my gosh, they are beginning to design that life they love. They're beginning to walk in that confidence of who they can be and what they can do and what is possible. And there's just nothing like that.
Yes.
I know that you share that with me as a coach, watching these other women do amazing things. There's so much fulfillment in that.
Yes. Yes. I love to share my story with the gals, that when they're first starting, and I'll ask them to wave at me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to share with you how I quit my day job in just 9 weeks after I joined this group. And if you want to do something like that too, will you wave at me? And the whole screen goes, yes, I want to do something like that too. It's really exciting when we get to share in that joy together of, cause that's not about, that wasn't about making a lot of money. That was about designing a life that I love.
Yes,
right?
And absolutely.
Just life on my own terms, mm-hmm. and being able to to do this thing how we want to see it go, and allow God to use us fully in however He wants to use us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So now you not only have become a coach inside the Women's Real Estate Investors Network,
yes,
but you have become a partner with us, helping head up the partnership for realtors.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Yes. So the partnership for realtors, we are all about helping people create multiple streams of income using their real estate license. So the partnership for realtors is the partnership brokered by eXp. And so we are helping people in our group to build an incredible stream of passive income using that real estate license. So we teach strategy sessions every single week, a couple times a week, because we found out, you know, once we got in there, that the Women's Real Estate Investors Network is made up of 25% realtors. And we said, how can we help them succeed at the next level? Because we're all here to create financial freedom. And so when we can share that opportunity with others who want to create financial freedom, it's such a powerful thing. And it's been really fun to see so many of the gals come from the network, and now they're out introducing the opportunity. And, you know, and the partnership's not just for women, it's for men too. So they're introducing it to their people in their lives that are already on their teams or in their circles of influence. So it's just been so exciting to see that start to take off.
I know, just another way to create financial abundance.
Yes.
And as well as be a blessing to other people. That's what's so much fun. Okay, so if someone wants to learn more about being a part of the partnership, how do they learn more about that?
Yeah, so you can go to thepartnership.info, and we have a little button there you click that says apply now, and you just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then what we'll do is invite you to one of our strategy sessions for realtors on creating multiple streams of income from real estate, and we explain how it all works. And and then when you do join, I do want to mention we have an incredible support that's set up for realtors, both through the resources that are available in eXp, but also we do mindset mastermind calls, which, you know, that's what I'm really passionate about, is helping people get to that next level of success in their life by shifting their beliefs and really staying focused on the right mindset to get there. And so we do lots of great things to support our agents when they come into the partnership, and as they are introducing the opportunity to others, we're there to support them as well.
Well, I am super excited. Obviously, you could be a part of the partnership without being a part of the Women's Real Estate Investors Network, or you could be a part of both and be making money on both ends, making lots of money on both ends. So, I'm so excited that you're heading that up. There wasn't a more perfect person for that position. So,
thank you.
Okay, here's the deal. I want to ask you now, what are your goals for the future? What is next for you?
Yes. So I'm very focused on building up the partnership. That's something when I think about what's my one thing goal, like that's my number one right now, in part because I'm so passionate about helping other people be successful and to be able to do that in such a unique way with such an incredible model that helps people scale quickly. Man, that makes me really excited. But the thing in real estate investing I'm most excited about, we've been in Colorado for several months now, and we've just wrapped up a couple flips back in Kansas. And so we have a couple properties under contract, and one of them will be our biggest flip to date. The numbers on it are pretty awesome. It's an $850,000 ARV. We got it under contract for $450,000, and it needs about $125,000 worth of renovation. So we close on that here shortly. And then we also have a piece of land under contract, and we just talked to the city last week, and we're able to build 7 houses on the river. And so we're really excited about that project. And if something happens and that one has to shift, we're very committed to becoming developers. I learned a lot from the podcast that we did with Marcy Surface, and she's really inspired me to, instead of just saying I'm an investor, I need to start saying I am a developer. And, you know, and that's been actually in my affirmations for a while, but I don't introduce myself that way. And I think sometimes to step into that new identity that you need to step into, then it needs to become something that you say say out loud to other people and not just to yourself when you're mm-hmm. by yourself. And so that's the thing I'm most excited about is, you know, this is a community of 6,000 people, and there's a lot of people trying to move here because it's a beautiful place to yeah. live, work, and play. But we have, you know, just like many parts of the country, there's a high demand for housing. And so there's housing shortage, and we want to be part of the solution. And yes. so we're building some beautiful things here. And so over the next year or so, that's really going to be a big focus of ours as investors.
Yeah. You know, the thing about investing, Kelton, one of my youngest son, one of my own mentors when it comes to real estate investing, he always says that investing is the gateway drug to abundance and to wealth, and
yes.
because it just opens a door for you mm-hmm. to become a developer and to start other businesses and to do other things. So, you know, I always hate to say this as the founder of the Real Estate Investors Network, real estate investing is not my passion. Huh. I mean, I am doing it, and I mean, I love it, and it's making me a lot of money, but that's not what I'm all about. But all of the doors that has opened for me
yes.
to do the real things that I'm passionate about.
Yes.
And so that, I mean, that's exactly what's happening in your life. Because you became a real estate investor, mm-hmm. now you've got the partnership going. Now you're a developer. Now, I mean, it yep. just opens up so many more doors. We have no idea what God has for us when we say yes.
Yes.
One time. We mm-hmm. say yes. And then before you know it, all these doors are opening that we had no idea.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. And I'm there with you too. I can totally relate to that. Like I've found a lot of excitement and a lot of fulfillment and freedom in doing real estate investing. But the things that it has led to are whenever somebody's on a coaching call with me, I'll get feedback sometimes. That's your passion. Like that is what you should be doing is coaching. And they're not wrong. Like uh-huh. I'm still passionate about business coaching and helping other people be successful. That's really what gets my engine revved up
yes.
is to be able to pour into other people in that way. But doing it in a way that helps me to connect, you know, that excitement for investing with a passion to help other people be successful. Like that's so rewarding.
Yes,
that's the best.
It absolutely is. Well, as you know that we always wrap these podcasts up asking our guests for three takeaways. So today
yes.
I'm asking you, Andrea,
yes.
what three things would you advise an investor or an entrepreneur who is looking to be brave and grow, or is perhaps feeling stuck where they are?
Yes. So number one, work on yourself as hard as you work on your business. That who you are becoming is just as important as what you have and what you do. And so a lot of how we become that successful person is about, you know, how we start our day. It's the books that we're reading. It's the way we invest in ourselves and the training that we go through. But a lot of it happens in the quiet moments when we are by ourselves. And it's how we are committed to journaling and to pulling out those affirmations and staying focused on the things that we say are important to us. And it's the time we spend, you know, just being quiet and listening to, you know, whatever God has next for us. So I think for number one, it's just working on yourself just mm-hmm. as much as you work on your business. Number two would be to be brave in making connections and to start talking about what you do with everyone that you know. So of those first, you know, dozen deals that we did here, more than half of them were word of mouth referrals from people that I was calling and having coffee with and just sharing with what we were doing. I got two referrals from one coworker that I used to work with, you guys. Like, it's just incredible. You never know. Everybody knows somebody that's
yes.
that needs to sell a house, and some of those people are in challenging situations, and mm-hmm. you can be of service to them. So I say to be brave and don't keep it a secret. If you're wanting to buy, you know, fixer-uppers, don't keep that to yourself. Tell everybody
yeah.
you know, because
right.
you might just get a referral for that. But then the third thing is that when you join a group or you're developing relationships, always seek to give more than you receive. So When I joined the Women's Real Estate Investors Network, I was showing up to those coaching calls. I was turning on my camera. I was encouraging people. I was reaching out directly. As I was learning things, I would record a video and upload it to the network so people could know what I know and learn from my mistakes or learn from this new thing that I tried, and it worked really well. And so whenever you're seeking to give as much or more than you receive, it's always going to come back to you. Mm-hmm. And for me, like in any group that I'm a part of, if I just take a position of how do I bring value, and I don't show up and go, well, they didn't do this right, or I didn't like this because, and I just focus on how do I be of service. Yep. Wherever I go, whatever I'm doing, I want other people to find value because I'm there, regardless of if everything goes perfect, regardless of if other people are behaving the way that they should, I'm going to show up and provide value. And that has led to so many incredible opportunities in my life, including becoming a coach in your network.
I 100% agree. I believe that we reap what we sow. So if we will just sow value and sow into other people, it may not come back at that meeting. It may not come back even that week, but it's eventually going to come back to you, the thing that you need. So yes. I love it. I love all of those things. Andrea, I am so excited. I know that the listeners are glad to hear from you and get to hear your story because they hear us every week interviewing, but I know that they are going to be excited to hear your actual story. And I love it. So proud of you. So excited to have you on my team. I think we have amazing things that we're going to do together in the future. Yes. And looking forward to all of it.
Yes, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do this podcast with you. We didn't even mention that, but that's one of those beautiful things that just saying yes to one thing, just clicking on a $17 masterclass and showing up and paying attention. And here, you know,
now you have a podcast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a podcast has been on my list for at least a year. And to be honest, I just kept pushing it off. And so you called me and like, okay, let's start a podcast. And and you're like, I'll do the work. You just show up. And you have. And so, I mean, you just, again, you never know. Say yes, girls.
Say yes
to the first thing. Be brave. You can do it. Say yes and then figure out how you're going to do it.
That's right.
What we do a lot of around here is I'm like, sure. And then on the inside, I'm like, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I'm going to do it. And that's what has opened the doors for so many things for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think a good reminder, you know, your masterclass is called Without Fear of Her Future. This podcast is called Without Fear of Her Future podcast. And I think a lot of us show up, we'll say yes, and we'll still have that fear inside us. But I think, you know, when you are trusting that intuition, God is going to bless that. But, you know, one of the things we need to remember about ourselves too is that, you know, our bodies feel the exact same way when we're excited and when we're scared. And so if we could just start to look at that scared and call it excited, yes and we're going to figure it out. That's a good shift, I think, for all of us is that, you know, we can just change the language around I'm too scared or I'm afraid to do this and just say, I'm so excited. Look at the butterflies inside me and my hands are shaking with excitement that we're going to do this brave thing together.
Absolutely.
Well, Teresa, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being my co-host on this podcast. You bless so many people with your knowledge and your story. And we are just so grateful to you. So for all of you listening today, I just want to say thank you for helping us to make this a successful podcast that reaches so many more women who need to be brave and need to take action.
Yes.
And thank you for sharing this with each other. So on behalf of Teresa Todd, I'm Andrea Engstrom. And on behalf of the Women's Real Estate Investors Network, we thank you for joining us today and want to encourage you to be brave and dream big.